Hello, friends. This is not Caleb. This is Matt. I've hacked into this podcast feed. So Caleb's been tweeting about kind of his underdog story with Livewire, and it just got me thinking about something that I thought was interesting. And that's that people always say not to build on other people's platforms, but it's kind of what Caleb did with Livewire, you know, obviously built on Laravel and the kind of huge ecosystem that comes with it. But I had to imagine that, like, once Caleb kind of got that like official cosign from Laravel proper, and it's like, now it's kind of an official part of the thing, it probably like helped with his anxiety a lot. And so I don't know, I was just thinking about that and the idea of platform risk when it comes to some of these things. I don't do Laravel, so maybe I'm just backfilling the history from what I've heard in podcasts and on Twitter, but like in the Rails world, there's a really similar project to Livewire that kind of kicked off around the same time. And you might think that it was Hotwire, but I'm actually talking about a different project, which is this project called Stimulus Reflex. And it was more similar to Livewire in terms of how they built things, but it had a lot of the same reactions that Caleb has been posting about lately, where people were like, oh, this is a really cool demo, but like not for me. Or like, oh yeah, this will be awesome. But people kind of taking like a wait and see approach. And the thing about that project is it never really got that cosign from Rails proper, and kind of in fact the opposite. Like Rails came out with its you know, Hotwire project, and that sort of I mean, I'm not really involved in the project, but I'll say like I kind of from the outside took a lot of the wind out of the sails of those folks. And so you might look at that and say, okay, these are both projects that had platform risk. And, you know, maybe you think, well, okay, Laravel, you know, just got lucky, or Livewire just got lucky. But I don't think that was it, because I think you can build on other people's platforms, but the thing that you actually have to do is build a relationship outside of just the code. And my perception is that, you know, Caleb did a really good job of this. Like, you know, he's very friendly with the people that have the keys to the Laravel project. And I'm sure he was involved in, you know, group chats and back channels and all that kind of stuff that make it like way less risky to actually build on someone else's platform, or at least not get like blindsided by somebody changing something. And I kind of get the impression that, you know, on the Rails side, the Stimulus Reflex people, they were kind of, you know, sort of not in that, you know, inner circle. They, you know, were not necessarily, you know, core team members, or like texting, you know, DHH or something and saying, hey, what's the deal with this? So I don't know. And maybe for other platforms, like maybe it's not like, you know, group chats or whatever, but just making connections with like, you know, partnership teams, are like doing like annoying shit that no developers want to do, like, you know, signing like an enterprise contract or like enrolling in their official like app partner program. Because I think about that guy that made that Reddit app, Apollo, I think it's called, and it got shut down when the Reddit APIs shut down. And this guy, you know, he got a lot of attention for, you know, hey, we really love this app, it sucks that it's shutting down or whatever. And then there's people that are like, well, that's like the platform risk, like don't build on someone else's platform. But I just think the story would have maybe been different if like that one developer had, you know, spent more time like connecting with like the PMs inside of Reddit that are like in charge of, you know, third party clients or like the API, or maybe there's some way that he could like, you know, license or like bring value to like Reddit, the corporation, and get some kind of like formal agreement. And I know like that's not fun and like nobody really likes to do this, but there's like a bunch of stuff you can do to minimize the downside of platform risk that isn't code. Kind of cynically, I think the problem is that like most people just want the upside from working on a platform. Like they want the distribution, they want the leverage. You know, if you build a Reddit app client, like you're sort of piggybacking on all of the content and infrastructure that Reddit has set up. You're piggybacking on the brand, you're piggybacking on the demand for users of having apps, you know, to use Reddit with. And so you got all the upsides, but you know, maybe people don't really want to do the work of like actually building the relationship so that it is, you know, beneficial to both parties. And, you know, this is something that, you know, obviously, I think is interesting to talk about. And I find myself like, I would have been in all these same traps before. You know, our company right now has a really deep relationship with HubSpot. And you could say that maybe our company is like dependent on HubSpot, the platform. It's not really true, but there's definitely a big component of it that is tied to HubSpot. And you think, well, we don't own HubSpot. We're, you know, they're, you know, a $1 billion company and we're a small little startup. But you know, what our team has done a really good job of is actually building that platform relationship outside of the code. So whether that's creating content for HubSpot people to share internally, whether that's, you know, doing the annoying grind of like connecting with anybody and everybody on LinkedIn and sending messages and being helpful. And that like manifests itself into these outcomes that really make the platform risk not a big risk. So, you know, Daniel, our CEO, has been working these relationships for, you know, like over 2 years at this point. And, you know, along the way, like HubSpot has invested through their like ventures department in our company. So it's like, well, I think that HubSpot's not going to pull the plug on us when, you know, they themselves are investing money into our company. And so, you know, from the outside, you might say, well, that's, you know, look at Arrows. They are totally dependent on HubSpot, the platform. That's risk. Or if, you know, if and when we make it, you know, oh, it was just lucky that we happened to like ride the wave. And I think people they overlook the relationship part of it a lot. So I don't know. That's what Caleb got me thinking about. And I wrote all this up in the tweet to him and he said, why don't you just send me a recording? So here it is. Hope you liked it.